The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Good morning for WBFO News. I'm Tom Barrich in for Jay Moran, who'll be returning on Monday. It was announced that the I-90 in Chautauqua County will be getting a major facelift thanks to a $45 million in state funding approved yesterday. The pavement revitalization project will cover nearly 35 miles on I-90 between exits 59 and 60. Additionally, vertical clearance improvements will be made to bridges at 16 locations to prevent bridge hits. This comes after the portion of North Road that spans over the highway has been subjected to at least three bridge hits by overheight trucks since the beginning of the year. The full nearly $45 million project is expected to be completed by the end of 2025. The union representing 550 Tops Friendly Markets workers voted to ratify an agreement with the supermarket on a new four-year contract that ends the strike, which began last Friday. Teamsters Local 264, representing Tops distribution warehouse workers, drivers, maintenance, and sanitation workers, put it to a vote yesterday morning after a tentative agreement between the two sides was reached on Sunday. In a statement, Topps said the agreement was, quote, provides industry-leading terms that exceeds those agreed to in the past while also ensuring our customers will continue to enjoy the service, selection, and value they've come to expect from Topps Markets, unquote. All associates are expected to resume work immediately. And the state's struggling Office of Cannabis Management will get new leadership, Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday. Felicia A.B. Reed has been named Executive Deputy Director and Acting Executive Director. Susan Filburn has been appointed Chief Administrative Officer, and Jessica Wolford has been promoted to Director of External Affairs. Together, they will oversee the agency's overhaul, which was commanded by Hochul earlier this spring, and apply recommendations from a critical report by Jeanette Moy, Commissioner of the State Office of General Services. Chiefly, they are tasked with ending the bottleneck of cannabis license applications and improving customer service and communication between the agencies and its applicants and licensees. The governor also announced nationwide search for a permanent executive director for the agency. Former executive director Chris Alexander was told last month that he would not be reappointed at the end of his term in September in response to Moy's report. He stepped down last week. You're listening to WBFO News.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
And for WBFO News, I'm Tom Barrich. Shays Performing Arts Center will receive just under $1.2 million in state funding. The grant is meant to support the arts and bring more people to downtown Buffalo. Former Congressman and current Shays President Brian Higgins said at a press conference yesterday that much of the money would go toward maintaining Shays Building and collaborating with other theaters.
So the good thing is it's an old historical building. The bad thing is it's an old historical building, which has a lot of needs. You know, the ongoing restoration that Doris Collins leads with great attention to detail and affection. Those are the kinds of things that we'll be looking at. Additionally, collaboration with some of the smaller theaters.
Three other performing arts spaces, the Alleyway Theater, Torn Space Theater, and Buffalo Arts Studio, each received five-figure capital improvement grants from the state. State Senator Sean Ryan said at a press conference yesterday that the funding was meant to support the arts and bring more people to downtown Buffalo.
So we're always trying to bring more people into our downtown core. We're trying to get people to shop, to walk around, to come to the theater, but do other things before and after. And that's where your economic generators come from. Not just coming here, but it's before and after, and then also liking it and coming back on non-theater days. And that's why there's a really good return on investment in this type of funding.
You are listening to WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.